Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn Podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today we're talking about something small but life-changing. The power of saying no. Okay, we're pretty much friends now, right? We can be honest with each other? Cool. Because let's face it, I know that most of us don't like saying no. We don't want to disappoint people. We don't want to seem selfish or difficult. We'd rather stretch ourselves thin than risk letting someone else down. But here's the truth. Every time you say yes to something that doesn't serve you, you're saying no to yourself. And let's be real, is there really any difference between a yes and a no if they're said insincerely? Y'all know how I am about being honest with people. Warren Buffett once said, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. Sit with that for a moment. Think about it. What are you saying yes to that's actually costing you your peace, your focus, or your joy? Because the truth is, your no's matter just as much as your yes's. Sometimes, even more. Why saying no matters? Well, no protects your time. Time is the one resource you can never get back. Every unnecessary yes is a withdrawal from the bank of your life. Ask yourself, what could I be building, creating, or enjoying if I reclaimed just half the things I said yes to out of obligation? No protects your energy. Energy is precious. You can't pour from an empty cup. When you give it all away, what's left for the goals, the dreams, the healing, or the rest that you actually need? No protects your purpose. Steve Jobs once said, it's only by saying no that you can concentrate on the things that are really important. Your best work, your biggest dreams, your deepest relationships, they need room to breathe. And that breathing room comes from no. Take a deep breath right now. Let that land. Sometimes no isn't harsh. Sometimes no is the kindest, most loving word you can say, both to yourself and to others. Well, what are some of the myths versus realities around no? Myth number one, saying no is selfish. And this is false. Saying no is self-respect. It's choosing alignment over resentment. It's choosing truth over people-pleasing. Myth number two, saying no means you don't care. In truth, saying yes when you don't mean it is what damages trust. People respect honesty more than hollow yeses. And no is honest. People can feel that. Myth 3. Saying no closes doors. Often, it's the opposite. Every no to something that doesn't fit opens a door wider for what does. Brené Brown put it this way. Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. Think about that for a second. Courage, love, respect, that's what no is really about. It's not about shutting people out, it's about letting the right things in. Well, this is all well and good, but how do I start saying no? Well, here are some practical steps to build your no muscle. Pause before you answer. Remember, you don't owe anyone an instant yes. Take a step back. Breathe. Give yourself space to decide. Ask yourself, does this align with my values, my energy, my goals? Keep it simple. No doesn't need a novel behind it. A clear, kind no is enough. You don't need to justify your boundaries. Offer alternatives when you can. Sometimes it's not about shutting the door, it's about redirecting. Say, I can't right now, but maybe later. Or, I'm not the best fit, but I know someone who is. Practice small no's. Build the muscle gradually. Decline a meeting you don't need. Skip the event you don't really want to go to. Don't overcommit. Each no gets easier. Remember the big yes. Every no creates space for a yes, to family, to health, to purpose, to peace. When you say no, you're not rejecting someone else, you're respecting yourself. So let that settle in. No is never just no. It's always a yes to something greater. So let's turn this inward for a second. Where are you saying yes when you really want to say no? Is it at work? In your relationship? With how you spend your free time? Now flip it. What's one no you could say this week that would protect your peace, your time, or your energy? Mother Teresa once said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Think about that. She's reminding us that the most important yeses are usually the ones closest to home. But to honor them, you'll need to start saying no to distractions. So your challenge this week, choose one thing that doesn't serve you and say no, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's small, and notice how much lighter you feel afterwards.